Welcome. Thank you for joining us here at ICGC Kairos Temple Podcast. Pastor Prince Nyako is the head pastor of ICGC Kairos Temple, serving under the leadership of Dr. Mensah Otabo. Pastor Prince is a dynamic preacher of God's unadulterated word, characterized with a strong prophetic insight and prayer ministry. He is a strong advocate for discipline and order in the body of Christ, with messages centered on fasting, holiness, prayer, and integrity. And now, to today's message.
If you get to know Christ, you will see that there is no power on the surface of the earth, in the heavens, or even in the sea, that is higher than the name of Jesus. And one of the ways is to grow in the word of the Lord. So this morning, after that, I think we have to celebrate the birthday people. Eh? Are we celebrating them today? Pray that I remember. Kabarabaraba. We should have done it last week, but you know, when I'm teaching the word is important than any other thing. So if I've not finished teaching, I will not leave the mic. But today, I'm trusting God that the way the first service went, the second service will go so. Oh, bless. What do you think? You are not the Holy Spirit. This is spirit to spirit. Amen. Close your eyes and lift your right hand and talk to God. That Lord, as I hear your word, let it bring transformation. Speak the language of the Spirit if you speak in tongues. If you don't speak in tongues, speak to God that, Lord, bring me illumination. Bring me understanding. Bring me to the place of great understanding into the word of the Lord. As I hear your word, labagadabahas, mekolabahatakasodayas, inenemakandimoshanabahaya, rabadakataka, mandolobosadaba, lebakatalababayakata, lebrosatakabahaya. I said, Danka o nyame, nyamia o neye wo, ne nyama, eya o ye.
Sing it up.
We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. For you are, and you will continue to be. Likadusa da bahakas. Behekezu abrandi koda. Telemehandi basude abaya keneas. Mahori anzandi abayo kodama zeas. We bless you, Lord. We worship you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We worship you. We lay our lives before you. And we say thank you. Iro Shada Baba Katana. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Spirit Divine. Thank you for your presence. In Jesus' name. Amen. Give the Lord a clap and please take your seat. The faith zone, part two. The faith zone in God, part two. The faith zone in God, part two. I thought you would clap. So it's part of the series of the Fearless Christian. But the second part in that series is the faith zone in God. I did part one in the Word Impact service, and I'm doing part two in the Spirit to Spirit service. I will start from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please God or please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe. And I told you the definition of belief. To believe means to accept something without fact. I repeat that. To believe means to accept something without fact. We believe God exists. We believe that Jesus came to die for our sins. We believe that when we die in the Lord, we will fall asleep amongst men, but we will be in heaven. It's a belief. We believe in the prophetic word that comes to us. So, if I tell you that you have a kidney, do you believe that you have a kidney? Do you know that you have a kidney? You know you have a kidney. How do you know that you have a kidney? If you are medically oriented, you will know that the kidney is responsible for what? Urine. So the fact that you urinate normally, you know you have kidneys. You start having challenges in your urine when your kidney begins to be faulty. So if you wake up and you can wee-wee and you don't struggle to wee-wee, it's the reason you should always thank God. Because there are some people, they cannot wee-wee. So you know you have a kidney. Have you seen your kidney before? But you know. So that is belief. Somebody has told you that you have a kidney. Somebody made us read in school that we have kidneys. Somebody has told us that kidneys help in filtering of metabolites and urine. So somebody told us, but you, have you seen it before? Do you believe you have a womb? Bless. Yes. Why do you believe? Because you believe you can get pregnant. Why? Because you believe you have a womb. I believe my wife has a womb. Why? Because I have seen my children, but I have not seen her womb. So to believe is beyond fact. So you go for evangelism, and some of the questions they will ask you is, Namokra, sorry, church, Namwe hunyameda, Namwe hunyameda. Nyamedi oti obiem. Now, yesu, it is a foreign idea. All these concepts have been there for many years. but never was it able to conquer the gospel. Are you here? So he said, he that comes to God must believe. Yehunuda. We have not seen God before, but we must believe that he exists. He is. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So number three things there. If you are coming to God, that means if you are approaching God, not physically, but giving him an orientation in your mind, you must know that there is God. In everything we are doing, we must know that there is God. Number two, we must know that God is a rewarder. And number three, he rewards those who diligently seek him. That means that if you don't diligently seek him, you will never discover that your God is a rewarder. Okay, good foundation. We come back to the faith zone message. So the faith zone is against the fear zone. So it's the fear zone of life against the faith zone of life. A lot of Africans live in the fear zone of life. That is why we are not able to do mighty things and achieve great things. Every African has a certain mindset that somebody will do you something, somebody will kill you. This house, we don't do this. There are some wicked uncles that wants to keep a tradition in the family that nobody travels outside the country. So the sister's son travels outside the country, and these useless uncles and aunties begin to plot the death of the son of their sister. That becomes a limitation that keeps the family members in a zone of fear. We have so many things in Africa that sometimes when you think about it, you wish you were not born in Africa. We don't do this. We don't do this. Even in our family, we don't do this. When you die in a river, they have to bury you. But hey, the traditions are too many. They are, you are wondering, don't people die in US in rivers and seas? But one day, a time will come. A generation after generation will wipe out and phase out all these things. I thought you were saying amen. A man will find a woman in another tribe. The relatives will say, we don't marry from this tribe. Why? Because there was two ancestors. One from family A, one from family B. Who fought? Who cares? Did I meet them? I don't know what they fought on. Maybe they fought on an egg. They fought on an egg. They fought on one goat. One person's goat crossed and came to Wiwi on one compound, and they fought. If they fought over goat and I found a woman in that family, that is a gold mine for my destiny. That is a helper for my destiny. Uncles and aunties who are in Christ must stand with this man and say, our ancestors fought and left. Now we are. Let's move on. But it will come when you and I begin to develop the sense and the spirit and the concept of walking in the faith zone of life. Yes. Doing what they said cannot be done, do it, and nothing will happen to you. Do it, and nothing will happen to you. Because when you are in God and you diligently seek God, he will reward you with protection. He will reward you with guidance. He will reward you with provision. And nothing the enemy tries to push against you will ever work. For some of you, you are where you are because of fear. But today I pray, by the end of this teaching, in the next 30 minutes, may you move into the faith zone of life. May you enter the faith zone of life in God. Give the Lord a clap offering, someone. When God gives us opportunities, I mentioned in the first service that God's opportunities are God's gift to us. God gave you a life. God gave you a life. Why are you wasting it? It's a gift from God. It's an opportunity to make an impact. God gave Albert Einstein life. God gave Dr. Mensah Otabel life. God gave His Excellency the President Nana Akufo-Addo life. God gave Kwame Nkrumah life. God gave you life. Why are you wasting your life? Why are you draining your life? Why are you smoking yourself to death? Why are you sleeping your life away? We, as Christians, if you are a Christian, this is your hometown, the faith zone in God. This is where we operate. This is why we do what we do. This is why we give offerings. This is why we pay our tithe. This is why we love our enemies. This is why we pray the way we pray. This is why we fast. We are fasting to a God our natural eyes hasn't seen, but in our spirit we believe that He's our Father which is in heaven. I thought you are clapping. Yes. This is why somebody will carry $100,000 and say, Pastor, use it for the building. This is why somebody will take $50,000 and say, use it for the building. Use it for the orphanage. Use it for the widows. This is why we live a holy life. This is why we wait on the Lord. This is why we don't go ahead of God, because we know when God comes, everything will settle. We know when God is moving, no mountain can stop us. This is why we are patient in the Lord. Maybe when you are patient, people will not understand. They will do all kinds of things. They will do drug. They will do kululu. They will do whatever. They will push themselves into realms of success that will not last. But when you wait on the Lord, you will mount up with wings like that of the eagle. And when you take off, no wind will stop you. This morning, I came to inject you with the capsules of faith that from today, fear no evil, fear no darkness, fear no system, fear no man, for God did not give you the spirit of fear, but gave you the spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. You are supposed to be sound. You are supposed to have your peace of mind. You are supposed to be sound and whole. Any demon that has captured your mind, in the mighty name of Jesus, the demon of anxiety, the demon of fear, the demon of the unknown, I decree by the power of the Holy Ghost, let there be liberation in the mental faculties of the people of God. Let there be liberations in the minds of God's people, in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. That if you don't go to a particular place to take power, you cannot make it in life. Who told you? It's a bondage. It's a fear. It's a fear. It's a fear. And God did not give us the spirit of fear. We must be in the faith zone. God will never be late. And when God arrives, He has all that it takes to do what He has to do. Did you hear what I said? Sometimes you can go to a hospital. They start the treatment and they'll tell you, the rest, we'll have to take you to Kolebu, or you have to be transferred to Rich, because they don't have the capacity to handle the case. This God that we serve, you know, there are some lesser gods. They say they deal with travel. If you want to travel, you come to this God. If you want good marriage, you come to this God. If you want healing, you come to this God. This God that we serve, the Almighty God. His name is Almighty. He is not some mighty. He is Almighty. When you live your life for Him and He comes in the case, all the problem, He has the capacity to solve it. Yeah. God is never late. He's never late. And we are so cautious. Who will disgrace us? Who will destroy our body? None of some of you, if some spiritual encounters summons you, you will deny God. Because they threaten you with some feather and they've tied red rope on it and carries. They say, Mekum, Magbebo, Obakwe, Obana, Obana, Magbebo, Mekum. Metra will say, Bibi, what we are saying. I nearly said Aputo. Not.
is just noise. He that is in you, he that is in you, you have to catch that revelation early. And when you know it, I told you last week, I repeat it, you will settle in God. And no wind will ever take us. What shall separate us from the love of God? Nothing, not hardship, nothing. The best they can do is to touch this flesh. Even that, without the permission of God, they cannot touch you. I declare over your life, you are moving from the fear zone of life into the faith zone of life. In Jesus' name, amen. Give the Lord a clap offering, someone. I said in the first service, the faith zone is a risky zone. It's a risky zone. But it's the place that God is. The faith zone is a risky zone. Serving God can sometimes be risky. Yes. Serving God. We have seen people. The last year or so, somebody was leading praise and worship in a church. He collapsed and died. One also was leading praise and worship on an FM station for morning devotion. He died in the studio. Are you here with me? Serving God comes with perils, hardship, troubles. Who says serving God does not come with trouble? One day, Sammy came to visit me. He went home. Armed robbers had come to ransack everything in his house. Important things were taken away. I have been in my house twice. They've come to rob everything in my house. Did I lose my faith? Am I not preaching? What did they steal? Did they steal my soul? Whatever they stole, I have 10,000 than what they stole. Listen, you must live your life as a God in motion. And that is when you are in the faith zone. There's so much potential in most of us, but we are scared of nothing. Nothing is that. I didn't say you are fear of something. No. You are afraid of nothing because all things are yours. Even the Satan is yours. His demons are yours. Evil spirits are yours. Whatever you can think about, good or bad, Paul says in Romans, all things are yours. There is no power that should restrict you. If you are failing, don't put it on a demon, please. You are disgracing God. I'm not where I am because something is working. No, you are disgracing God. That's why I'm teaching you the art of faith. What you think will kill you, attempt it. It will not kill you. It will not kill you. They that know their God, they shall wax strong and they shall do exploits. A lot of Christians, people become Christians. You go for evangelism. You ask, have you given your life to God? I'm a Christian. I went to this church. I've been here. I've been mentoring. I've been a Methodist. I've been an Anglican. I've been a Pentecost. That's not what we are talking about. We're not talking about which church you have gone to. Are you born again? Do you know God? Do you have faith in God? If you have faith in God, we begin to peruse your life. We will see whether you have faith in God. We must live our life in the faith zone of life. There are Christians here. If they do a contract marriage for you to come to Germany, you will go. You will go. You don't have faith. You don't have faith in God. You don't have faith. And it has become a standard. It has entered every church. And it has become a normal thing. You will see an intercessor. You will see a chorister. You will see some Krefe girl. But the uncle in Germany will say, I want to help your mother. I want to do something before it's too late. So you tell your mother to talk to you. I want to do a contract marriage for your daughter. Where in the Bible? In the Bible, tell me, if you show me in the Bible house a contract marriage with the intention of 2 years after, it will be over. Then you come and stand in church to give testimony of what? You are quiet. I will hit it again because they are working for you. I know. Of what? Are we mocking God or why? You don't believe in God. If you don't believe in God, just let him know that you don't believe in him. But it must stop somewhere.
it must stop somewhere. It's not as if people are not blessed in Ghana. Ghana is not cursed. You have not gone to places. You have not gone to Ebri. You have not gone to the Eastern region. You have not gone to Ashanti region. You have not even gone to Borga. You have not gone to places. You've not gone to Cantonment. You've not gone to AU village. You have not entered some houses. You've not entered into Trasaco. You've not entered into some houses. I entered one last week. I look around. And I had to comport to myself. If God will bless you, it's not anywhere. If God will bless you, it will be in the faith zone in God. The faith zone. I have preached like this all my ministry, and I will never stop preaching under no pressure. God, if God cannot do it, I must not help him. I'm not God's deputy. If I have to be bounced many times, when they bounce you, it doesn't mean God is not with you. Did you hear that? What is bouncing compared to barrenness for 7 years? What is bouncing compared to a case for 38 years? The place is quiet. Pastor, you go to another topic on the faith. I know. I know why I'm saying that. But we have to live our life that the little God has put in your hands, it may be 100 cedis. When you see it in God, that 100 cedis can change your life forever. Do you know there are some people here, you can give them 100,000 Ghana cedi today. Next week, you will meet them and they are in need of money. No, are you here? And there are some people here, just give them 5,000 cedis. In 3 weeks, they'll bring you back your 5,000 cedis and they'll be running viable businesses. The problem is not money. The problem is here, here, and here, and here, and here. What you are thinking. And what you are thinking. What you are thinking. What you dream about. Somebody is here, you just think about getting some 500 Ghana because you have seen some girl in the area that, like, with minimum, his project for April. It's a woman. You are of all men most miserable. Something is wrong with you. Angels must catch you, put you in some corner, and beat you where where. And name Rima, Obia ye serious, Obia kusku, Obia pejuma, Obia ye bibi, upesika. Who does that? May his soul rest in peace. Amen. I thought you are clapping. The faith zone. Do you know in the next 10 years your life can totally change? Totally. Totally. I've seen homosexuals' life change. Totally. Life today, you may be hopeless, but if this message sinks into you, you will go home and think. One day, they brought a young man to me, and he was on marijuana. And you come and you're on marijuana, I don't lay my hands on you. Marijuana problem is common sense, it's just common sense. Why are you on marijuana? All I'll tell you is that, do you want to go mad? Continue. If you don't want to go mad, stop. Have you seen so-so-and-so? Have you seen so-so-and-so? What will become of your life is not the problem of your parents. It's your problem. And they'll be standing there looking at me. As if you like, go. Go and continue. When you die, I'm a pastor. I know how to bury dead bodies. I have the lethargy for funeral. In the name of God the Father, you go. Life will continue. And nobody will remember you. But anytime you are remembered, everybody will say, "Wanya dear, crack, 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 crack."
But if you change in the next 10 years, when they are talking about you, and there's another foolish guy in the area, they will say, did you see Kwame? Kwame was like you. But when he entered the faith zone of life and took hold of the hem of Jesus, his life changed. I came to speak to somebody. It's time to walk with God. Yeah, it's time to walk with God. It's a risky zone, but it is where your miracles are. It's where your miracles are. It's where your miracles are. Ladies, don't rush to get pregnant for a man to get married to him. It's not a fit zone. It's not the life we want to live for our children. It's not a life of grace that we have. Grace will keep you in faith. Grace, that's grace. That's grace. Grace will keep us in faith in God. Show me a man growing in faith. I'll show you a man exuding with God's power. Your faith problem is your main problem. When your faith problem is fixed, your life will be far better than what you see. May the hand of the Lord rest upon you. In Jesus' name, amen. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. When you are in the faith zone, I have 15 minutes. The presence of a Red Sea is an indication of the promised land. The presence of the Red Sea. When you are in the faith zone and you are walking with God, what is the Red Sea? A Red Sea can be a limitation, a blockade. You come to a point where you don't have the vision to move forward. You don't have the strength. It's like I've come to a dead end. When you are walking in faith, in God, the faith zone, when you meet a Red Sea, it indicates to you that the promised land is around. When the Israelites were leaving Egypt, when they were in Egypt, they never saw the Red Sea. But it is when they were in the process of following God's instruction that leave Egypt and let's go to the promised land, that they crashed into the Red Sea. When you are walking in faith, you will meet Red Seas. You will meet obstacles. You will meet challenges. You will meet issues that look bigger than your strength. But in the view of that, you must be happy, because it means you are getting closer to your promised land. But unfortunately, that is where a lot of people stop following God. I've given I'm not seeing anything. I followed God, this Christosum, this and this. If God was with me, why are all these things happening to me? If God is really there, why am I suffering? I've always told you, don't ask God that question. God, if you are there, why am I suffering? Are you bigger than Jesus Christ? Are you more important to God than Christ? Ask yourself. Do you know what happened to Christ? The King of Kings, all-powerful God becoming like flesh. God sent Jesus to come and die for us. I don't know, but I am trying to extrapolate and then comment. It's not from the Bible. I'm just using my mind as a human being. So assuming I send you, Eddie, that, I want you to go and do something on my property somewhere. So go with your boys and go and work. Then you get there. There's some people who have come with cutlass. They are beating you. They say, call apostle, call apostle. Then you call apostle, apostle's phone is off. That is what happened to Jesus. On the cross, he called on the Father. Eli, Eli, sabachthani. My God, why have you forsaken me? Because sin had come. He has taken the totality of sin on himself. And God turned his head. Because God and sin are like this. For you and I,
And for 3 days, Jesus was battling with sin, and God turned his face. After 3 days, God shows up, because that was the assignment. In the assignment, there will be pain. In the assignment, there will be disappointment. In the assignment, there will be bleeding. In the assignment, there will be times that it looks like the prayers you are praying are not being answered. But God is there. The silence of God is not an indication of the absence of God. Give the Lord a clap offering. We walk by faith and not by sight. They are most of you here. The times I was preaching to you 10 years ago, 11 years ago, 8 years ago, you didn't have an idea that one day you will be where you are today. The same way as you are here, in the next 13 years, you have no idea where God, through his word, will push you to. I declare over your life, don't shift from the faith zone and enter the comfort zone. Don't shift from the faith zone and enter the fear zone. Remain in the faith zone. Continue pursuing God. Continue believing the word. Continue pursuing God. Be a God chaser. Be a word eater. Be a word practitioner. Where God says go, go. Where God says don't go, go. Because in grace, we walk by faith and not by sight. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. You will never see a Red Sea as long as you remain in your safe zone. You will never. A Red Sea stands for a limitation that says that where do you think you are going? When the Israelites got to the Red Sea, that was what happened. And they started talking by heart. Hey, if you left us, did you bring us here to die? No. You should have left us in the Egypt. At least we're earning salary. Some salaries are Egyptian salaries. Some of you are earning Egyptian money from certain salaries. God wants to change your salary. Your amen is not strong. Every form of Egyptian salary you are earning and it's making you comfortable, I declare a change in story. I declare a change in story. And the story will only change if you take steps in the faith zone of life. Some of you, God is talking to you directly. I'm sure I'm not talking to everybody. I'm talking to some people. That God has been speaking to you. God has been speaking. Maybe you are a lady, you are dating somebody. You know in your heart that God is not happy. And God is speaking to you, has been speaking to you for a long time. But this is you. You don't want to listen to anybody. And the more you delay, the more the years are going. God is waiting for you. Any day you repent, he will continue with you. But maybe you may be late. Some things will go ahead of you. The earlier you repent, the faster you see the hand of God in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. A Red Sea stands for a limitation that says that who are you? When human beings are being allowed, you, who are you? You're a candy power also. You think you can become. When you hear that voice, speak back to that voice. Say, I am here in the name of the Lord. And the Bible said, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. If I have come in the name of the Lord, I am a blessing. I declare over your life, may no trial and temptation. Look, there is a type of trial that has moved a lot of people from the line of faith. I'm a pastor. Not only for you, but I'm a pastor. I pastor other people outside this place. And in 13 years of being a pastor of a church, I have seen how wind can test the faith of people. I have seen how storms can test the faith of people. Some were able to stand, and some were not able to stand. I'm teaching this to help you. Because the world is becoming tougher and tougher. Fire is all around us. Iran is after Israel. Israel is on Gaza. Hamas is fighting. The Houthis are fighting. Yemen is fighting US. Russia, Ukraine, fight all over. We just pray that they will not misfire. Our air is open.
Our air is open. No? Even if they shoot catapult, nothing stops it. Air defense, where? Ghana. We will take open heaven rains. We are of God. Our air defense systems are all night prayers. Ke bakaya. That is our air defense. So if they are in America and they are comfortable, they have their air defense. The reason we pray hard is because money we don't have. Peace we don't have. Family. We don't really have family. And you take 10 families, only one family really has family. For some of you, if you are in trouble, there is no brother you can call. In fact, the brother, when you call, the brother is the one going, Charlie, bro, are you sending me some money? Because no, there is no family. And you are the one, if you take God serious and you remain in God and you follow God, it is you God is going to raise for that family. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. I thought you are clapping. It is you. The rest stands for a limitation that says you made a mistake. Sometimes you step in a marriage and that rest will show up and say you made a mistake. You start a course, that voice will come that you made a mistake. You start a business, and in the midst of the business, you hear that word. Who has heard it before? Yeah, feel free, yes. In the midst, you make an investment. In the midst of it, you hear that. What a mistake. It was not a mistake. Can you imagine the apostles? They've taken over Jesus. And Jesus could not defend himself. They are beating Jesus. They are reckless soldiers. Unrepentant soldiers are insulting him. Peter and Co had to run away in their corner. Say, hey, Charlie, I'm sure the voice. Because Peter, a small girl look at Peter and point and say, you have been following Jesus. You. Is it me? No. I don't know him. So Peter will come home and sit down and you'll be thinking, did I make a mistake? That is the Red Sea. You are on course. Tell somebody you're on course. I put something on my status. If you have not seen it, go and see. A patient was being helped by somebody gradually, and he was making gradual process, progress. Then a man, like a security man, he tried to come and lift the patient. He and the patient all fell down. Sometimes your little steps you are taking in life, in patience with God, you may think that you are wasting your time. But the faith zone takes time. Sometimes we think faith is now. Faith is now. No. Faith. Mary Virgin was there. Holy Ghost came. No invitation. Holy Ghost came. Sometimes you don't call the problem. Sometimes you don't call the situation. God just chooses to come to you. Job, what did Job do? The most righteous man, the richest man. He had a very decent house. He had a very decent life. He even sacrificed for the foolishness of the children. So when the year is going to begin, he will take money or animals. Go and sacrifice that. During the year, if my children, per mistake, make some mistakes, let this sacrifice speak for them. And yet, God stripped him of everything. His health, his wife, his children, his properties, his money, everything. You may look at Job like his friends, Eliphaz and Co. They said, this man, you have done something bad. If you have not done anything bad, because those days, it's believed that it's only when you do bad that evil comes on you. If you have not done anything bad, why is this coming on you? The wife comes to him and said, deny your God, curse him, and it's better you are dead
than a rich man like you. Like a rich, just imagine me. Just imagine me. You come to Golden Tulip and I'm holding tray at a waiter. God forbid, it will never happen. Don't dream about it. It will never appear in your dreams. I'm standing there. Then you enter. They say, hey, Pastor Prince. They say, oh, bless. How are you? You are welcome, please. That is what happened to Job. Even that is small. I don't want to use some examples because now they catch us online when we are mentioning names. But there's a mighty king in the nation. You go to a hotel and he's the one mopping. That's what happened to Job. No man has been richer than Job in any of the Arab nations. And yet God stripped him of everything. Even his children was not spared in the trial. But at the end of the day, there was a double restoration. Don't ever conclude your case when you see the Red Sea. The Red Sea is telling you the promised land is ahead. Keep going. Every time you see the Red Sea, God is telling you, upgrade the faith. The Red Sea will not respond to the faith that began the journey. The Red Sea will respond to an upgraded faith. I have 5 minutes to learn. An upgraded. You have met your Red Sea. And that's why you are depressed. You are confused. You are challenged. But at the Red Sea, it's not only the faith that began. At the Red Sea, God, Moses goes to God. And God said, ah, what is in your hands? A rod. Stretch it on the Red Sea. When you meet your Red Sea, you need an upgraded faith. The same faith that fought from the beginning cannot. Elijah was depressed, tired, lonely. He sat under the juniper tree and wanted to give up in life. There's somebody here, you want to give up in life. You want to render it all and say, what is it? Let me have my life. Let me be free. Let me live my life. Let me work. When I come home, I sleep. In the night, I can go out on Saturdays, chill. I don't need church again. Elijah was broken because Jezebel chased him out of town. And he felt that was the end of his ministry. He sat depressed under the tree. And God came to him. God caused angels to bake cake for him to eat. And said, the journey ahead is long. Take and eat. For the next phase of your life, you need extra energy. Extra faith. Your Red Sea is an indication that you need an extra faith. Return to the word of the Lord. Return to church life. Return to prayer. Return to holiness. Return to fasting. Return to faith in God. Red Sea will part and you will keep going to your promised land. Return. Return. Anytime I feel I'm stuck in the spirit, I change the gear. When you are driving, you see, if you are using an automatic, when you are going, when the engine is tired of the first level, you hear, and it's going. May God give you capacity to change gears. I said, may God give you capacities to change gears. May God give you capacities to change gears. In the name of Jesus, give the Lord a mighty clap offering. The Red Sea stands for a limitation that says you do not have what it takes to be where you want to go. When your promised land is in sight, your Red Sea will show up first. Marakata. I see angels in the building. When your promised land is in sight, you see the Red Sea first. When the Red Sea shows up, fear is what comes. I'm preaching to somebody. The Red Sea emanates fear. Your heart begins to beat. Haven't you seen that anytime you are going for an interview and you are waiting for your turn, suddenly you have not done any exercise, your heart starts.
When you enter the place and they mention, they say, "What is your name?" Then you're like, "Hey, my name is." And you mention that. I went to mention my brother's name in my final defense. Because I met a professor who felt that I was too intelligent to be preaching by the road. And why should I be preaching by the road and be a first-class student? So when I saw him in the defense room, the most common answer in microbiology, I was one of the best in microbiology. I couldn't answer. I was just standing there. Gram negative, gram positive. I forgot fear. I've been a victim before, and I know you have been victim, and you are still being a victim. You are afraid. You are dating a certain foolish man, and you are afraid. You know you must leave. Or cause she will never say, "I know I'm born." Or boom, then you fire you. And that is what you like. You are in bondage. And may that thing leave your eyes. May that bondage break. May somebody live here as you leave the walls of this building. May the cloud of fear that has kept you in bondage, in the name of Jesus, I command it broken. I break the charm. I break the negative influence in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. That lady came here. I was coming from work. I was coming from work and Sister Mary called me. There's a lady at the gate. You want to talk to the pastor? I said, "Okay, okay, remember." So I drove. I didn't go home. I came. When I came, this is a woman, a very beautiful girl. Very. I said, "What's the problem?" She said, "A guy has broken her heart. And she is passing through the church to pray for forgiveness. And from here, she was going to kill herself." So when she said that, I said, "Okay, come, let's sit down." Then I said, "Okay, have you bought everything to kill yourself?" There are shops around. They sell rope. We have a lot of wood on the compound. We can get the exact one that is strong, so that when you kill yourself, immediately you lose your sense. You land straight in hell. And when you get there, tell whoever you met that a pastor told you that if you kill yourself, you go to hell. So if you have not bought them, you can sit in my car. I'll put the air conditioner on. I will take you. Was looking at me right here. He said, "Sir, what should I do?" I said, "You say you will kill yourself." I said, "Has something left your eyes?" He said, "Yes. But the guy broke my heart." This is about the seventh time. So I gave her a hug on her shoulders. And I said, "You are not that useless that you think. God will shock you if you surrender to Him." Then she began to cry. Right here. It was a Wednesday afternoon. She was crying. I said, "Me, when you are crying, I don't talk. So finish crying." So she cried. And I said, "Let's pray." We prayed. And I said, "Do you still want to kill yourself?" "No, Pastor, I won't kill myself again." I said, "You are very beautiful. You are very beautiful. Any man will want you. That's why many men have broken your heart. You are beautiful out. But you are, I use the word, forgive me, you are senseless in." And he said, "Yes. But I'll pray for you, that your ears will listen to counsel, because that is your problem." "Yes, please, that is my problem. I don't listen." I say, "Yes, but why did you want to die? Do you know what people are? Do you know what I've gone through? You want to die? This boy, how many men are in the world? Plenty men. I can give you a husband.
if you have changed, I will hold the man and give to you, because I've done it before. He said, okay. I said, and I said, no, I said, if you have changed, right now, it's a curfew, immature. Well, you go to the altar and talk to God, pray, ask God to forgive you for wanting to waste your life and making me not go home and come here. But I'm happy you called, that you didn't kill yourself. So where do you go to church? She mentioned. I said, did you tell your pastor? She said, the thing was pushing me to go home and kill myself. So I said, where do you stay? He said, oh, you can go with me. I said, no. I don't do that. I should go with you. You stay alone as a young girl. I should go with you. No. Maybe it's a trap. I pray with her, and by the grace of God, I believe. I'm sure one day she'll come here and give a testimony for that intervention. I thought you were clapping. Remain still and peaceful in God. God has not forgotten about you. But when you see your red sea, keep going. In Jesus' name, amen. I will end here for a reason, and I'll find a way to incorporate it in subsequent teachings. Because everything I wrote here is very, very important. When you get to your Red Sea, you need faith. I've seen it many times, and I believe whatever you are going through, I'm talking to two ladies here, I'm talking to a man here, I'm talking about four people here, you are in front of your Red Sea. Stop crying, stop getting anxious. I recommend the Bible to you. I recommend fasting and prayers to you. I recommend prayer to you. I recommend love to you. I recommend closing of your eyes to you. You are worried because you are comparing yourself with too many people. But when you do what I'm showing you by grace, you will see a revelation of the angel of grace. And God will come through for you and take you through the challenge. Take you through the challenge. There are many times, like I was there, they called that somebody's child was sick at the hospital for days. He has not been able to sleep and was in pain. Right here on this compound on the phone, in the name of Jesus, no powder, no this. You people worry yourself. You are going, you are carrying this, you are going to see this prophet. Are you not tired? Are you not tired? Ask me whether I did that when I was growing up. I've been in Christianity since 9 years old. And that is over 30 years. Are you not tired? There are so many tests, I can start pointing them, but sometimes I'll say it coded. This one, I've just said it. She understands. Are you not tired? This is life. Grace. Ever flourishing. Stay in grace. Stay in the word. Stay with God. He's sufficient. He will sort you out. If God cannot sort you out, you think Agbalagba will help you? Let's stay in God. I just held the phone. It's not because I pray. It's because I have an understanding in God that you can also know. In the name of Jesus, I pray. In Jesus' name, I call another member that, how is the child? Testimonies in God never get exhausted as long as you remain in the faith zone. You taking communion, you are just eating. You are taking wine. No. Faith, well, it's communion. Take it by faith. You have been experiencing some things in your life. When you are coming for communion service, in faith, the woman said, if I touch the hem of Jesus' garment, I know I'll be healed. You take communion. Then you brought water in your bag. Then you open. Communion endorse, cry out. Brother, no more, you're no real breast. And brown bread, nutmeg, womb.
I have come to church one day and I had a pain in my back. And whilst I was taking the communion, I said, God, whilst I served the communion, this thing must go. It went. Faith. You are too logical, so you don't see it. Stop being logical when it comes to certain things. Faith is a place of the Spirit. God bless you. I want you to close your eyes and pray that God help me. Just talk to God that God help me. You know the faith realm is where you must be, but you struggle. Talk to God to help you. Some of you must repent. Some of you must repent. Reke sada bahata sede boratas. Marada da 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 da. E barada da da da. Shanda. Adom adom. Adom biyamenya. Adom na mitiasi.
Jesus, eno na mi sama, adon na mi tiasi, eno na mi kikami mo, eno na mi emadina, adon, adon biabeya, adon na mi tiasi.
Something like Elijah. There's a sound of abundance. You began to pray consistently. Nothing is happening. If God said it, if God said it, if God said it, keep waiting on the Lord, because if he has said it, he is faithful and just. If he has said it, he is consistent and loyal. If he has said it, he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you, and the Lord cause you to outrun your enemies in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering, somebody.
The message you just listened to is from ICGC Charis Temple. To connect with us, you can like our page on Facebook at ICGC Charis Temple, or follow us on Instagram and Twitter at ICGC Charis. We would like to hear of how God is blessing you through this podcast. To support this podcast, please click on the profile button and click on support. Thank you, and God richly bless you.